And it's time for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, in for David Fair on a Thursday morning, and got a smile on my face because my favorite part of sitting in for David as part of Morning Edition on WEMU is to bring you Cinema Chat, and by proxy, Mr. Russ Collins. Good morning. Sporting a nice vest this morning, sir.
Well, it's my new fashion statement.
Yeah. You look very official.
Well, thank you.
And it's like you're some kind of like arts administrator or something.
That's right. That's the goal. Well, today we're talking about movies. One of your favorite things, certainly one of my favorite things. And a little bit of news from the bigger world of the movies. Will Ferrell is doing a remake of a Swedish film called The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. We actually showed this film, and it's based on a very, very popular novel that came out in 2012. And the movie version, the Swedish movie version, came out in 2013. So Will Ferrell is going to play this very old man.
He seems like he could pull off 100-Year-Old Man.
Yeah, I think so, in the kind of humorous way that's intended. Come to find out that his life intersected with a lot of things in the 20th century.
Yeah, it's kind of Forrest Gumpish.
He heads
out into the big world, and all of a sudden, you know, he bumps into President Truman.
Huh? Right.
Hey, you know, so. Yeah, do you have a timeline on that, or is that just rumored to be happening?
They just announced that it's going to be made, so we'll see how. It's a year or so away. But that'll be fun to look forward to. Another Swedish bit of news. Sweden has a great, great film culture dating back to a lot of filmmakers, but Ingmar Bergman is probably the best one known in the United States. But Ruben Östlund, who did a film that did extremely well called Force Majeure, but didn't get an Oscar nomination as it was hoped to get. His film The Square, which won the Palm d'Or at Cannes, is going to be nominated by Sweden for the Foreign Language Film Academy.
This one. What's this movie about?
I haven't seen it myself. It's a dark comedy that takes place in the contemporary art scene. And so there's a lot of exploding of the fashion dynamic of art, as well as a meditation on the value of art. It's going to play at the Toronto Film Festival here coming up. And the Academy Awards this year, this is the 90th Academy Awards, is going to be on March the 4th. So it's a ways off. Mark your calendar.
This sounds like it was purpose-built for the Academy Awards by what you just described there, sir.
could be, but I'm sure that he was inspired by his own aesthetic dynamic. Force Majeure was quite an interesting film about an avalanche that happens at a ski resort.
Right.
And then does the father run away from his family to protect himself? And it's not exactly clear. It's a very interesting film. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing The Square. And it will come out, I'm imagining, because of this advanced publicity. So you can see it before the Academy Awards. We'll see what the release schedule is there. Patty Cakes, which is actually opening next Wednesday, not this Friday, but next Wednesday, was a film that we showed at Cinetopia. It was very popular there. It was one of the breakout films at the Sundance Film Festival, especially for the actress Patricia Dombrowski. Or I'm sorry, the Danielle McDonald playing Patricia Dombrowski, who's a 23-year-old New Jersey girl who dreams of being a rap star.
I want to know how you pronounce the dollar sign in Patty Cakes. Is it just pronounced as an S, or do we need to maybe ask Prince's estate about how you pronounce symbols?
That's right. Well, they say Patty Cakes, but you know, I think there's a certain kind of artistic license that you have. Well, this was directed by Jeremy Jasper, who was actually a musician before he was a filmmaker, and his first experience in film was commercials and music videos, and this is his first feature length film. He worked at the Sundance Screenwriting Labs. And did a tremendous amount of work, as is typical for screenplays that actually get made, before the film got made. And he spent 2 years. The whole process of this film is 4 years.
Wow.
And he spent 2 years on the script after the Sundance Labs. But they only had 30 days to make the film. And casting Danielle McDonald ended up being extremely important. She was not a rapper at all. She right. she wasn't even very good at it when they started, but he thought he could teach her how to do that. And they wanted to hire a very, very good actress because of the nature of the character, because of the speed with which they needed to shoot the film.
Well, it sounds like this might be a breakout role for her as well.
It is a breakout role for her. So good. Anyway, very happy to say that Patty Cakes is coming to the Michigan Theater next Wednesday, August the 30th. But this Friday, we have another Audrey Plaza film. We just did Little Hours, which people really enjoyed. And I got to see Ingrid Goes West, which is her new film that's being released this Friday at Sundance. And I got to see it at Sundance. It's being released this Friday at the Michigan Theater. And this has got 90% positive reviews. Audrey Plaza plays this rather disturbed young lady who is way over addicted to social media. And Elizabeth Olsen plays a character who's an Instagram famous influencer.
Interesting twist on a familiar theme there.
Exactly. Well, Audrey Plaza, after having a total breakdown because a friend of hers got married and she didn't get invited to the wedding and she thought she should, and she just ended up in a mental institution because she was so out of control about
it. I like your incorporation of hashtags into the description here, Russ. That's very modern.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I probably stole that from someplace.
Hashtag cinema chat.
That's right. So anyway, her character goes and tries to follow this Elizabeth Olsen character, it's funny and pathetic at the same time. Ingrid Goes West opens tomorrow. If you haven't seen Step, which is this documentary about a Baltimore girls' school program of rhythmic performance dance, kind of a cross between cheerleading and dance in a sense. It's not really cheerleading, but that kind of movement for these college-bound aspirants in inner-city Baltimore. It's a really great documentary. Landline is a pre-cell phone family dramedy with Jenny Slate, Abby Quinn, John Turturro, and Edie Falco. Great cast, extremely well done. An Inconvenient Sequel, we're only doing a few screenings of that, so if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's going to go away very soon. As is The Big Sick, which is the summer comedy hit of the summer.
You guys are jam-packed.
Yeah, it's kind of tight right now. And that's in addition to the Bruce Campbell Live, which is also next Wednesday. And if you haven't got your tickets, get that.
I've seen a lot about that on Facebook, sir. There's an effective social media campaign going on there, too.
Yeah, where that's the new newspaper, except for WEMU. It's Facebook postings, I think.
I'm intrigued by this only because I'd like to know who from the Ann Arbor community is going to be up on stage with Bruce as the big trivia experts
that's
in the
right.
final round there.
Anybody could be. In fact, the whole audience participates in a trivia contest at the beginning, and then towards the end of the evening, the four top finishers. Everyone's going to have a clicker, and then the four top folks from the audience are going to be up there.
It's further proof that you're hip and witted here, sir.
We try to be, mm-hmm. you know. And this is all in promotion of his new book, Hail to the Chin, Further Confessions of a B-Movie
Which you get a
actor.
Copy of, right?
That's right. All right. It's all part of the admission prize. So anyway, that should be a lot
Bruce
of fun.
Bruce is hilarious, by the way. Great story there, too. If you haven't read his books or learned about him, he's a Michigander, and it's a interesting, you know, story of coming up through really awful B movies, but becoming some celebrity and embracing it and making it your livelihood.
Yeah,
he's really good.
He's happy to be a B movie star, yeah, you know, which you can tell from the title of the film or the title of the book. Little Mermaid Sing Along. This is our summer classic film this week, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a whole new world. Wait, no, sorry, that's Aladdin.
That's true. No, Under
part
the
of
Sea.
Your world. Part of your world. That's
part of
Little
your world.
There
and
we
Under
go.
The Sea, which
Under
won the
sea,
Academy
yeah.
Award for
Under
best
the
song.
Sea. Under the sea.
At the multiplex, we have Birth of the Dragon, which is an apocryphal story about Bruce Lee, who was an action movie star back in the 70s, and he had this.
Oh, that Bruce. Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce, that Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
He had this legendary and, you know, maybe fanciful confrontation with a kung fu master, Wong Jack
It
Nat.
Is mythic in its proportions, it the descriptions of this incident. Only seven people watched the fight, but the myth is worth doing a story about, because Bruce was an actual martial artist. I mean, he wasn't an actor. He was a genuine guy that trained in a very specific Shaolin philosophy.
And so Birth of a Dragon, haven't got any reviews on that. And then the family animated film for the week is Leap, which is about an 11-year-old orphan who wants to be a ballet dancer and escapes the orphanage, runs off to Paris, runs into a lot of resistance, both because she's quite naive, and also it's a very difficult world. But it's inspirational. Elle Fanning, Nat Wolff, and Kate McKinnon are some of the voices.
Family fun there.
Absolutely. And then you can also see our David Lynch series, which has a couple of films coming, Wild at Heart, this week.
And that is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. Mr. Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.